Good morning and welcome to Smashy Business. I'm Lubna Hamdan.
And I'm Farah Bashir.
Today, Nakhil and Rishon CEOs resign and major leadership changes to the developers in the UAE and Saudi. Qatar Airways will reveal the world's first AI cabin crew at ATM, travel, Arabian travel market. Apartments are still the number one choice for buyers. That's according to an Alsop and Alsop report. Dubai floods were overly exaggerated, says Damax Hassan Sajwani. And finally, Dubai customs stopped a strange attempt to smuggle in marijuana. It was a very strange way to try to unsuccessfully...
They always fail.
Smuggle.
Forever. They always fail.
Right. How was your day? You did the Love and Show from Business Bay.
Yes, we went and we've had it done through... the location was at Holiday Inn Business Bay.
Okay.
And it was really nice. You know, it's actually a very great hotel.
Nice.
That it does not...
Did
you allow
outfit
you to...
change before the show?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. I just like woke changes. Up and I'm like...
We need to
I'm
get you like, a wardrobe. You're doing two shows in a
two
row.
Two shows. I actually do need a wardrobe.
Hair and makeup.
Change.
A wardrobe.
That is true.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That's a very good point.
I'm just kidding. Farah. Don't take my suggestion too seriously. good. That's nice. You know what? I was always, when I go to these events, whether it was the, you know, a web summit or STEP or the Sharjah Entrepreneurship Festival, there are always these, I wouldn't even call them booths, but they used to do them at the mall sometimes as well. Dubai Eyes Business Breakfast would do them. Other, and now podcasts do them, but usually it was the radio stations that would do them. They would kind of set up and do the show from there. And it's actually quite lovely. When we did it in Doha, you know, the atmosphere was nice, and it was just kind of
nice.
You feel the buzz in the air, and you take the energy of those around you. And
that is true. And it's honestly like it changes good. Changes. I feel like change, no matter what, it's positive. So like to change like every now and then, and just like go somewhere else and do something. You know how like when you people are working, or when you would be studying for your exam back when you were younger, for sure, you would get bored from studying at the same desk, right?
Yeah.
Every day. So like you would change, sit in the kitchen, sit at, you know, the living room, in your bedroom.
Yep. Good point. Good point. speaking of change, there are a lot of changes going on. Obviously, we know about the Nakhil and Maidan merger. And the group CEO, Naaman Atallah, has resigned. Rishon's group CEO, David Grover, has also resigned. So that's big changes to two of one of the biggest instances of leadership changes, two leadership changes in the industry. The resignations are not related. However, Arabian Business reported that Atallah of Nakhil stepped down from his position after the company's merger with Dubai Holding. The integration was initially announced by, of course, Dubai ruler Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum last month, and it aims to sustain and advance growth. Maidan wasn't making a lot of money, even though the developments are very kind of high-end, and all those developments around that area in Maidan are pretty nice, I would say. Mm-hmm. Pretty nice, spacious.
Yeah. Actually, not it's bad. A very nice area. You know, like a lot of people are
moving there.
Moving there. A lot of my friends live there as well.
Sorry, it's
struggling
with
cool.
with my earpiece.
Yes,
but constant fight. Yeah,
it's okay, guys. Mine is gone.
It's okay.
It's
just
Yes. You know, like it's a very nice area, and I think honestly, like sometimes those kind of like changes that might seem so big to us and so grand to us, they might be the reason of something bigger coming into light.
I mean, let's see with this merger what we're gonna see, what we're gonna expect. I mean, Atallah originally was appointed as CEO of Nakheel in 2020, but he is credited with, and I think we all remember that time when all of a sudden Nakheel started doing much, much better because it was sort of, I'm not going to call it a mess, but they were having a lot of issues. Everyone was talking about it. So Atallah is credited with leading the developer behind the Palm Jumeirah, of course, and many, many other projects towards a major expansion. They opened, of course, Nakheel Mall. That was a big success for them. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of sad to see him go, but like someone said in the comments, it happens with mergers. Let's see if there is a backstory to that. We'll get back to you with some gossip. David Grover was also coincidentally appointed in the same year as Atallah as group CEO of the PIF-backed Rishon in 2020, but has left the position as of this month. That's according to his LinkedIn page. He might have left earlier. He had overseen also the mega Saudi developers' massive property development plans in the kingdom in line with Vision 2030 to focus on increasing home ownership rates. I believe it was up to 70%, if I'm not mistaken, and also improving standards of living by building basically large suburban areas for residents. So two big guys have left the industry.
Yes. I mean, like, speaking of, you know, they're, of course, like, if they're leaving the industry and change is happening, so that means something bigger is going to come in, you know, like you remove something and something else replaces it. Yeah. Speaking of that, actually, you know, of you mentioning that they are planning of having, like, bigger suburban, you know, communities around, right? It's because, remember how, like, yesterday we spoke about the Al Maktoum airport?
Yeah.
It's because, you know, the population is increasing, so more people are going to be coming as businesses are going to be opening up even more. So I think, honestly, what they're doing is that they are supporting the growth of Dubai as a whole. Mm-hmm. And with that kind of, like, change, it is there for, you know, to support that.
Yeah, I mean, Saudi is now, you know, a lot more people are going to Saudi, obviously, but there is an issue with real estate, right? When we spoke to Waleed Shahabi, and he is going to be with us on the show tomorrow, and we'll touch on this a little bit more, excuse my wording, and he'll tell us more about Saudi real estate, because they do have a gap for kind of the high end. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to find decent housing in Saudi at the moment. A lot of people are moving there. A lot of people have been a lot of people are attracted by the idea of, you know, somewhere new, somewhere. A lot of people also want to go to Saudi because there's no alcohol. I mean, there is alcohol in expat communities. Mm-hmm. There is alcohol available to buy for diplomats. People do expect that access to be available to regular expats as well. Let's see what happens with that. But interesting stuff.
For sure.
Whenever I think of suburban, I think of suburbia and Desperate Housewives, the show.
Oh, God.
It was a pretty
well,
good,
you never know.
Good
you
show.
You never know.
Qatar Airways is absolutely brilliant, I'll say that. Even though I've never flown, but they had a booth at the Web Summit in Doha, and it was really impressive. They had all these VR, virtual reality tools. There were a lot of people kind of sitting in the business class chair, and you can just imagine and see the entire cabin through the VR glasses. So headset, sorry. So anyway, they are revealing the world's first AI cabin crew at the Arabian Travel Market. It's taking place on Monday, May 6th, and it will end on Thursday, May 9th. If you guys want to check it out, even not just for business purposes, it's really fun. Everyone loves to travel, so
yeah. But AI, I mean, honestly, AI is I'm fearing AI right now at this point, because like AI is taking over all of our lives and all of our jobs.
Yeah. Well, this particular AI is called Sema 2.0. Mm-hmm. Which makes her sound a little bit dangerous.
Real.
I would say, like, the Sema 2.0. What about Sema 2.1? It's the AI powered digital human cabin crew for Qatar Airways. And it's in line with ATM's theme of empowering innovation, transforming travel through entrepreneurship. Lovely theme this year. It's going to be interesting. And we are going to try our best to head down there, actually, and maybe try and do the show from there. Qatar's national carrier, of course, Qatar Airways, is going to invite everyone from industry experts and travel partners from across the Gulf region and beyond to engage with Sama 2.0, the second generation of the world's first AI-driven digital crew. Sama 2.0, sorry, sounds really threatening, Sama 2.0. Sama 2.0 will provide real-time answers to inquiries and assist travelers in crafting personalized travel experience. We love personalization here in the Middle East, whether it's whether you speak to the CEO of Porsche or you speak to a Siddiqui watches, it's always been personalization. You know, I spoke to a high-level executive from Ferrari once, mm-hmm. and he said not to buy a Ferrari or anything, but I would buy a Rolls-Royce if I had money. But jokes aside, he said this one guy came into the studio to personalize, to buy a gift, mm-hmm. to gift a Ferrari to his fiance.
Wow.
But he had spoken in advance to her hairdresser to get a snippet of her hair. Mm-hmm. While he was cutting her hair, the hairdresser, to get a snippet of her hair, and he got the car as the same color as her hair.
Wow. I mean, honestly, gifts are getting really creative.
I mean, is that a healthy kind of detailed... I feel like there's personalization and then there's a bit of an odd...
I mean, this is like, I would say very odd story creative. Though. It's kind of like... I don't think it's odd. I think it's cute.
Worryingly
maybe,
creative, you know?
Yeah, it is creative. It's cute, you know what I mean? But, of course, I mean...
Strange.
I wouldn't mind.
Farah likes that. Okay, for anyone out there listening. It will also offer, Sama 2.0 will also offer solutions to inquiries related to Qatar Airways FAQs, destinations. It will also provide support tips, among other things. Customers and passengers can engage in conversation with Sama through Qverse, Qatar Airways immersive digital platform, or via the Qatar Airways app. ATM visitors will also be able to explore Qatar Airways cabin interior through a VR experience. That's what I was talking about. That was at the summit. And navigate Hamad International Airport, voted the world's best airport by Skytrax in 2024. It's a beautiful airport, by the way.
You know, I've heard this a lot, but I've never visited the airport. I would love to, actually. I've heard as well, like, a lot about Qatar in general. So... you should be, I think, way more aware of that experience since you've been to Qatar.
Yeah, Qatar is really, really impressive. Mm-hmm. Everything from the Corniche, which they redid before the World Cup. We ended up going to Roberto's one night after the summit. And the atmosphere, the nightlife is really buzzing.
Yes.
They had, I forgot what it's called, but it's basically a series of events that happen across Qatar, and one day maybe we'll have Susanna from the Doha office maybe join and talk to us, because she's quite well connected there as well. She's been there a while. It's really everything from the nightlife to the cafes, the malls. The people were lovely as well.
I've heard a lot of things about Qatar, to be honest, but I've never visited.
I would go have a staycation there, believe it or not. The hotels are also...
Really?
It's very, very luxurious. Very luxurious and safe
luxury.
Also.
I love luxury.
It also has a bit of... And someone said this to me once. They said, Qatar is what Abu Dhabi would be if it had Dubai's nightlife scene.
That is, wow.
Because it has a mix of that nostalgic feeling.
Okay.
That it's not too, you still feel the tradition.
It's not too modernistic and so on.
There is that feeling of nostalgia, but there is also that modern feel.
I get you. That's very nice. That's very cool.
Speaking of luxury and apartments and real estate in general, apartments remain buyers' most preferred choice. Mm-hmm. That's according to a report by Alsop and Alsop. I remember when Alsop and Alsop were first starting, starting out. And now they're just all over the news. It was such a small small real estate agency, and now it's doing really well. So that's nice to see a homegrown brand. The Dubai real estate market, just to give you guys a couple of figures from the report, has shown robust growth in Q1 of this year. Sales transactions have surged by 19.3% compared to Q1 last year, totaling over 33,000 transactions, with the total sales value increasing significantly to $23 billion. That's 85 billion dirhams. And apartments are still the number one choice for buyers, making up 61% of all sales, while villa and townhouse sales followed closely, making up 18% of the market's sales value. Property prices in Dubai reached a new record high of $360 per square foot. Nice. Off-plan sales continued to dominate as well, accounting for 57% of all sales volume, with a value of $11.5 billion. That's 42.3 billion dirhams, while the secondary market made up the remaining 43%. Would you buy off-market?
I would, but I would buy an apartment.
Not off-market, off-plan. If you haven't, if it's still in the construction phase, you don't know what it's going to look like. Because I have heard horror stories.
So the thing is, what I would do is I would maybe do my case study before buying, and I would have like a realtor, real estate broker, you know, like help with so on. But yes, because I've heard that it is cheaper than when it's, you know, like on the market.
You do get a better deal for off-plan properties, but I would never buy off-plan, though. I would just like to
see it,
physically see the apartment.
I mean, yeah, you do have a point, but as well, I do make as well very unconscious purchases. I do have that, which is very, I would say, not...
You are not alone, Farah. You are not alone. Trust me on that.
I mean, we're just girls. That's what we do.
Yeah, you know what? Men are more and more shopping online, more and more every day, increasingly shopping online and also making rash decisions. So
yeah, but like I feel like, you know, with us girls, it's like more difficult than for men. You know what I mean? When like we unconsciously shop.
Yeah.
You know, which like, it's like, you know,
retail
like,
therapy is real.
Literally, I agree with you. So therapy. Maybe if I don't know, I can be like, mama, baba, I got an apartment. They'll be like, you're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. I mean, if only my retail therapy constituted, involved, sorry, buying an apartment, that would be nice. Wouldn't it? Or just going and splurging on a Rolls Royce.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Black. Oh, yeah. And...
Or like an apartment.
I'm not going to go into the interior options. Anyway, I remember once I wrote a review for Rolls Royce.
Okay.
And I wrote it from a woman's or a girl's perspective of how female-friendly that particular Rolls Royce was. And it was kind of very feminine, pearl white on the outside. And a member of the UAE's football team, I forgot which one, but he emailed my editor at the time and he said, because of this review, I loved the way it was written that I bought the car for my wife.
Nice. Actually,
so, you're welcome, Rolls Royce.
Well, actually, I am more of like a Bentley girl.
Should have taken commission on that.
Than a Rolls Royce girl.
Bentley girl.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. They're kind of similar, I guess.
They are. But I don't know. I'm just like a Bentley. Yeah. Anyway, nice. This regards to cards.
Bentley is lovely as well. Yes. So we're very low maintenance over here in this studio.
That's what we're saying. Bentley. It's just a Bentley, you guys.
Right.
Big deal.
Going back to the apartments and the real estate, financing options surpassed cash buyers, with 53% of buyers opting for financing. Properties priced below $800,000 also made up 80% of all transactions, indicating a demand for reasonably priced and off-plan properties, especially from first-time buyers. Notable sales and rental transaction occurred in prestigious residential communities, including the Bulgari Resort and Residences, DMCC Enterprise Zone, and Jumeirah Bay Island. That's for sales, and Parkway Vistas in the rental market. nice. Some of these areas I haven't heard. Parkway Vistas, I have never heard of before. So interesting stuff. Let's move on to the next one. The Dubai floods were overly exaggerated. That's according to Hassan Sajwani, the chairman of Damak. Nice. He makes these statements every now and then, and it's pretty spot on, I would say. Damak Property is obviously one of the UAE's largest private property developers. A lot of real estate stories for us today. He said the floods in the Emirates were overly exaggerated, he told CNBC at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh. I think the subject was over exaggerated, honestly. Fine, he said. Fine, we get some in one of the malls, some flooding, he means, some damage. But if the mall is 3 million square feet and if a 100 meter leakage or whatever happens, it's not the end of the world. And it was fine. It was fixed the next day. There were pockets of problems. I'm not saying no, but it was overly exaggerated. Any country, I mean, you see floods and things like that happen in Miami regularly and houses get destroyed and people get evacuated. That's today with the environment changing. Everywhere in the world, you're getting those kinds of storms. Okay, and Dubai has been hit with that, but they managed it very well, he added. So
I think it's very easy to come and, I would say, throw a comment.
Criticize,
possibly. If you are not in the situation. Mm. It's very easy to be like, oh yeah, you know what? That's very easy. Just like do it. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand like where he is coming from, but at the same time, you know, like, yes, the malls, like, and it was like the largest storm that has happened, you know, since like 1949.
It was the highest amount of rainfall for the UAE to witness, so yeah,
exactly. So it's very easy for him to I think it's very easy for anyone to be like, oh yeah, I know, yes, we, by the way, we were able to bounce back in 3 days.
What's nice about that is obviously that the authorities moved quite quickly. However, we saw what happened with Mudun.
Yes.
Some people are still struggling. So what we would like to see is both developers and landlords, you know, take responsibility and help people. Right. We're running short of on time. Dubai Customs has intercepted a marijuana smuggling attempt, a rather strange one at Dubai Airport. According to a statement from the authorities, they stopped a woman at the airport for attempting to smuggle 4.2 kilos of marijuana. It's funny because someone in the comments said that's some trash THC as well. That's funny. Sounds like a bit of an expert. Anyway, but he's probably outside the UAE, so it's fine. Marijuana is legal in some other countries. Not here, though. The drugs were concealed within the compartments of a car engine air filter in her luggage. Strange. Strange. So Khalid Ahmed, acting director of passenger operations department, stated a Dubai customs officer noticed suspicious luggage from a flight arriving from an African country. During the inspection, officers uncovered hidden compartments, prompting a thorough examination that revealed the illicit substances. The officer then alerted customs officials at the inspection point near the departure gate, leading to the interception of the bag's owner.
You know, actually, I've as well read a comment that said, you know, this is why they love Dubai, because Dubai sticks to its morals. You know what I mean? There are a lot of countries that, you know, maybe have legalized it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, you know, Dubai sticks to its morals. It's still not allowed. And as well, not only that, it's like no matter what illegal thing that you do, the police and the country and the you're going to get caught. Some of them, like, for example, like this African lady, just like, you know, she would think that, you know what, she is not going to get caught, that it's all going to be fine. But look at her.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, poor lady. Anyways, God bless. And watch us, guys, tomorrow. You know the drill. Smashy.tv. If you've got any stories for us, please do reach out. You can DM us on Instagram. Or you can send us an email, hello@smashy.tv, or you can email me directly, lubna@weareaugustus.com, or you can email Farah as well, farah@weareaugustus.com. She also works for Lovin, two brands under one company.
Yes.
Not enemies, but sister
besties.
Brands.
Besties.
So listen to us wherever you get your podcasts, and we will see you and speak to you tomorrow with Walid Chihabi.